I'm so sorry to interrupt your evening. My name is Lieutenant Colombo. Very nice to meet you. Now, can you tell me a little bit about what happened here tonight? Well, you don't say. Do you mind if I take a look around here for a minute? Of course, of course. Respectfully, this sort of thing is not new to me, but it is an unusual case. Well, you see, you don't see very many murders like this. Not really. Do you mind if I just take a look over here? These are some lovely magazines, really, but... Oh, Game Informer. You know, my grandson, he used to read a lot of these. Interesting stuff. You know, they have a whole game about Disney and some anime characters? Wild, I know. Well beyond me. My grandson, he loves it, though. Now, you said that you found him here like this in his chair. Is that right? Very interesting. And when they found him, he was slumped over, right over his keyboard. Well, it's interesting, because the way the body looked, slumped over like that, you think he'd go the other way if he was pulled from behind. But my thought is, if somebody killed him somewhere else and moved him and made him slump over, it'd be a lot easier. Get him in the right position for sure. Well, now, this is all speculative. This is all speculation, of course, because I wasn't there. But it is rather interesting, isn't it? I mean, there were no gunshots. And there's no blood over the keyboard. Look here, you see? Take a look here. Keyboard completely clean. Now, if I were a killer, and I'd stabbed him where he looks like he was stabbed, the problem is, you'd see it all over this keyboard. Blood would just be gushing down. But it's spotless. Which means he wasn't killed here. And I can't help but notice. Don't mind me, continue to speculate here. There aren't any bloodstains on the carpet. Which means this man was stabbed in the chest, in the front, while he was laying in a vertical position on his back. Had plenty of bloodstains on his shirt. 100%. But none of them on any of the furniture. Except. Look here. One tiny little bloodstain. Almost imperceptible in the carpet. But what shows it off, very little, which means he was coming from that direction over there. Now, carrying a body, if you were going to be carrying it a certain way, there wouldn't be much bloodstains. If you just scooped him straight up, right? Knife went through his heart. Blood would pool in the body. Oh, we got to talk to the autopsy people, the morticians and all that. You know what I mean. But we got to talk to them about it. But lifting him up like this, right? Heavy guy. Lift him straight up and transfer him. You transfer him here from maybe the bed would be easier. Oh. Now, you said no one was with him when this happened, right? And if you don't mind me saying, where were you when this man died? Out watching a movie, huh? You wouldn't happen to have a stub or anything from that movie? Nah, I rarely keep mine either. I don't go to the movies very often, though. My wife loves talkies, but it depends. She likes watching those murder mystery movies, and when you do it every day, not so much of an interest for me. If you don't mind me asking, then, what did you go see? Huh. You know, me and my wife actually did catch that picture. Wonderful job. I tell you what, I think that Ewan McGregor fella, I think he's got a career in this, maybe. Oh, she loves the special effects. But, I don't know. Not exactly my type of movie. Fell asleep halfway through. Woke up to that, the tattooed guy getting cut in half. Yeah, that scene. But you're saying that you weren't here, you were off watching Phantom Menace, right? Long movie, wasn't it? So you would have been gone for a very long time, including all the commercials that they put, the trailers, you know, before the movie. So you would have been gone a long time. Now, did anyone see you leave and come back? And how far is the nearest movie theater to here? Oh, you went even further. Ah, I've been to that place. Very lovely place. Top of the line. And the popcorn ain't that bad. Did you have any snacks while you were there? Interesting. So you would have been out on the town while this was happening, unable to witness what had happened to this man. Interesting. Oh, no, I completely understand. And I imagine traffic around that time wouldn't be as bad as, say, at 3 p.m. Oh, that's when the traffic starts, isn't it? Now, the boys down at the labs tell me that this guy died maybe around 2:30 in the afternoon. Now, did you leave at 2:30? Well, it's interesting. Well, the neighbors pay enough attention to these sort of things. But one of your neighbors, down the street there, she's a bit of a nosy one, isn't she? Well, she says she saw you leave after 2 p.m., after 2:30, precisely at 2:45. Now, at 2:45... you would have had to cross from here all the way across town and then come back. And you're saying that you would have discovered the body after the movie. Is that right? Now, did you go anywhere else afterwards? Well, the police report says this is reported right around 6 p.m., that's almost a 3-hour gap. About right for the movie, I think. But also kind of seems like maybe you cut it close. Did you leave early? I know the movie wasn't that great. Huh. So then that would have mean you left around 5:30, 5:50. Somewhere around that time. Now, 5 o'clock traffic anywhere is going to be heavy. And yet you made it here by 6 p.m. to report the body from across town. I'm not saying it's impossible. Just doesn't seem likely. So why use a movie as an alibi? If you weren't really there. Think about it. Just the traffic alone, you wouldn't have made it in time. Even if you had left that theater at 4:30 instead of 5 or 5:50. Traffic being as heavy as it is, you wouldn't have been able to make it here at 6 o'clock on the dot to call the police. Just unlikely. No. I think I know what happened to you. Well, it's pretty evident to me. Body gets scooped up, slumped in the chair. But someone gets a little sloppy. That one blood stain, tiny, minuscule, indicates to me that more blood probably left the body and left a bit of a trail. So, that's a lovely cat you got there, by the way. So, you go out, right? Get some cleaning supplies, come back, clean up the mess, but you missed this one spot. I made it seem like someone came in, stabbed this boy, no other reason just to do it, slumped his body, but nothing was stolen, and there were no signs of a break-in or forced entry, which means whoever killed this man had a key. Meaning that it must have been you, because it was just you and him living in this place. No one else would have had the key, right? Seems like a pretty open and shut case to me. Well. You are right about that. That is true. And I'll be honest with you, I've been scratching my head about it. But then, I had my fellas run up to that damn movie theater that you were talking about. Turns out, trash hadn't been collected yet. And what did you know we found in trash at that movie theater? A knife. Your knife. And I'm almost positive if we run the DNA on this knife, we'd find your fingerprints, isn't that right? You went across town, got some cleaning supplies, and dropped this knife at that movie theater. You went to check the times. That way you knew what time you could say the movie was. And you knew just about how long it was in between the next showing. You checked the runtime. See, on those magazines over there, you got a TV guide. You got one of them newspapers. And the newspaper from that day shows the times and showings for Phantom Menace. And would you look at that? Matches. Now, why drive all the way to a movie theater to dispose of a murder weapon, though? Unless you thought no one would check. You really could have gotten away with it. Honestly, if you had thrown it anywhere else and still brought up the movie theater. But you couldn't help yourself, could you? Nah. Fair enough. People saw you. Sure. Oh, yes. I believe you. It just, there's just one more thing I don't understand. What was the motive, right? Why kill a guy? Friend, roommate, whatever. Why kill him? It's not like he owned anything valuable. Nothing that would... Right, like you said. Not a valuable thing. Except, I couldn't help but notice in the front hall there. Got a nice display of action figures. Vintage, right? Now my grandson, he loves action figures, and I noticed something there. There's an artifact of sorts. Now correct me if I'm wrong. Some of those figures are worth hundreds of dollars, ain't they? So you saw a reason to have them gifted to you. If you passed, you'd sell them, get even richer than you are, and that'd be the end of it. Isn't that right? Well, I think that wraps everything up really nicely then. Got motive, the murder weapon, and the murderer. Sorry to say, you're gonna have to go to jail. And I can respect the hustle, but murder is still murder, and the law is the law. Hello, everyone. I blame Eastgate for this. So some of you don't know, but Columbo is one of my favorite detectives of all time. In fact, he is my favorite detective of all time. And when I posted on Twitter, Eastgate dared me to go ahead and make a Columbo audio, and I just had to. I had to. One of the things you may notice is that Omar Darling, my raccoon character, who I play in my D&D game and is on the channel, I base the accent and a lot of his mannerisms on Columbo, because in my mind, the raccoon has always been a sort of investigator going after his kids, and he's looking at the greatest detective. So that's where the idea came from for Omar. This improvisation, I took everything I know about murder mysteries, I took everything I know about Columbo and tried to make a funny, quick scenario. I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I enjoyed, like, creating it for you. In the meantime, I want to thank you all so very much for joining me on this audio, and I can't wait to see you in the next one. In the meantime, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.